Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. The theme for this sixth Sunday of Easter is love, as we heard in the readings. Jesus says in today's gospel, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love." Also in the second reading, St. John in his letter writes, "God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son in the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us first and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." And then he concludes, "Beloved, let us love one another, because God is love." Why does John conclude that God is love? John, as a beloved disciple of Jesus, saw his master as one who went along doing good, and he was always with him, even to the point of his crucifixion. So he saw everything Jesus did. He saw Jesus as one who practiced self-denial and poverty, one who had compassion on the multitude, one who showed sympathy for the bereaved, one who showed kindness toward the outcast, one who shed tears at the grave of Lazarus, his friend, one who had the message of forgiveness to the prostitute, one who washed the feet of his disciples on that last supper, one who rose from the dead and greeted his disciples, "Peace be with you," when the disciples had almost lost hope and were in fear. So John recalled all these events and concluded, "Beloved, let us love one another because God is love." So he invites us to respond to the love of God by loving one another. Jesus, too, in the gospel, repeats the same invitation when he says, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." If I love, then I should not be envious, jealous, or prideful. I should hate hotness, injustice, evil thoughts, wrong desires, unkind and ungenerous words. If I love, I should think no evil. I should wish no harm. I should do no wrong. I should not give to falsehood, fault finding, or suspicion. I should not promote dissension. I should not disseminate rumors. Instead, I should be kind, gentle, and peaceable, considerate, forbearing, forgiving injuries, casting the mantle of charity over infirmities. I should heal divisions, soften asperities, remove alienations, promote friendship, put far away unholy feelings, and bring all people to associate together as members of a common human family. I believe this is what Jesus means when he says, love one another as I have loved you. Directly opposed to love is hatred. It is good that we speak a little about this vice of hatred so that we know how to distinguish it from love. Hatred separates us interiorly from our neighbor. It not only forgets every duty toward them, but positively wishes them evil. When directed toward the person of our neighbor, hatred is always grievously sinful. But here we have to be clear. If hatred is directed toward someone's bad qualities or bad habits, it may be without sin, for bad qualities are intrinsically evil and deserve to be hated. But this kind of hatred not unusually passes from bad qualities to the person himself and is then sinful. Hatred grieves at the prosperity and rejoices at the adversity of the hated person. It exaggerates his fault and discounts his virtues. It wishes evil and does evil to him. It does not stop at malediction, calumny, and detraction, but often assails his very life. Hence, scripture says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. So hatred is put at the same level as murder. And this is what led to Cain to kill Abel, his brother, because of hatred. And elsewhere, scripture says, if a man says he loves God and hates his brother, his neighbor, he's a liar. Lord, inflame my heart with the fire of your love, that I may love you and my neighbor as I should. Keep away from me any feeling of hatred, that my love may be sincere. Amen.